I last gave blood back in December. At the time, I made an appointment for the end of April this year. About a week before that appointment was due, they cancelled the session. So I instantly phoned up and tried to book another appointment in May. Got there about 10 o'clock in the morning on the Sunday, I think it was the 10th of May.
And where was this?
Braintree, used to be called the Institute. I walked in and they said, no, I'm afraid we're very busy and we're not taking any walk-in appointments, i.e. on spec. They did say you could come back in the afternoon, but being a Sunday, things to do. Well, okay, no, fair enough, there's another session 23rd of May. I'll pop in there after work. Went along to that one, there's signs on the door, no walk-in appointments, and had a word with the nurse, and they said, well, their computer's down, they couldn't tell me when the next session was, and they advised me to go on their website. Went on their website, and at the time, the nearest appointment I could get was the 25th of August. Yeah, I should have given blood at the end of April. It was like 3 months hence.
Did you try any other venues?
Yes, I checked the internet. All the ones in Braintree, Rain, Halstead are either fully booked or no walk-in appointments, so you can't get an appointment. I thought, okay, fair enough, I'll make it the 25th of August. Luckily, last Sunday, I just out of pure idle interest went on their website about 8:30 in the morning and I finally got an appointment for Monday evening. But that's not really the point. If I hadn't seen that, that was just pure fluke, that would have meant August.
So what's frustrating you about this whole process of giving blood?
Two things. The difficulty in getting an appointment, and secondly, they seem to be shying away from people who just want to go in on spec. You know, say you finish work and you see, oh, blood donor session, I'll pop in there. Or if you're a new donor, oh, give it a try. But if it's going to turn you away, seems rather self-defeating. The last 3 years, it's become more difficult because they've gone more over to this appointment system. Before then, okay, you walked in and, all right, you might have to wait half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever it is. But at least you got seen. Now it's a case of sign up on the door, sorry, go away, come back another time.
What would you say to people who are thinking of giving blood?
Please do. It doesn't hurt. If it was a member of your family, your wife, your child, whatever, and they needed just to have a spend half an hour or whatever it is to have it done, no problem whatsoever. Please do it. But I think that the NHS is making it hard for people. I'd like to know if other people in Essex are having the same problems, though. You do feel like you're bashing your head against a brick wall at times.
Sorry to hear that he's had difficulty in the recent months to get an appointment. Then I hope that what he's experiencing, I believe it to be quite unusual. Doesn't help Mr. Newborn, and I'm sorry for him, but really pleased that he's coming in to donate on Monday.
But Jane, what's going wrong? I mean, we've had other callers phoning up as well that they've had problems too.
What we know is blood stocks aren't low, blood stocks are good. We need people to keep coming in to give blood every day to replenish those stocks, that's key. But actually, blood stocks are good. We meet the needs of patients in hospitals, and that's really what drives us all of the time with our planning. Where the sessions are, how long the sessions are, is about meeting the needs of patients in hospitals.
Has the regional closure affected your ability to take on new donors or indeed make appointments?
Well, I think you're referring to the closure of Brentwood Clinic, are you?
Yeah? Yes, I am, yes.
Well, actually, no. The Brentwood Clinic, as you probably know, the majority of donations that occurred there were platelet donations. We responded to changing needs for patients, and therefore the review told us we didn't need to collect as many platelets by apheresis machines, which is a particular type of donation, as we were doing. We've continued to offer many opportunities for people to donate whole blood in the Essex area, and those opportunities are there. So there's been no impact on patient supply by the closure of Brentwood.
So overall, no problem?
Overall, blood stocks are good. Our donors are regular, they are committed, as we heard with Mr. Newborn, and we meet patient supply daily.